Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Mo Esderman, the Director of Engineering for Thorn. Good afternoon in your case, Mo. How are you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Sure. First, thank you for having me on the show, Mark. Really happy to kind of like share my experience with remote working. My name is Mo. I'm Director of Engineering at Thorn. I can speak about Thorn a little bit later, but my background is I'm building technology for over 15 years. I started my career as a software engineer, moved up to individual contributor, like architect positions, and at some point I moved to more leadership roles. Right now, and the past maybe 7 to 8 years, I'm managing various cross-functional teams, software engineers still building software. In my career, build all different type of product from gaming to virtual reality to all the way to cybersecurity products.
Wow.
And yeah, right now, like at Thorn, our mission is we are building technology to defend children from child sexual abuse online. Very important topic. I feel very fortunate to be part of this mission. And yeah, that's kind of my background.
Wow, well, that's quite an interesting mission. And I can't believe anybody that's a rational person would be against what you do. It's such a wonderful mission. So tell us a little bit more about Thorn, you know, just at the high level, what you do and how you do it.
Yeah, so we're trying to solve this problem, which is child sexual abuse on the internet, and not just anything has to do with child abuse on the internet. The way we're approaching this problem is using technology. So using machine learning, using facial recognition, analyzing texts, and try to identify those children online, where they're located, understanding who are the offenders that committing those crimes, and try to kind of work with law enforcement to rescue the child. That's the first thing. And second thing, also hopefully get to the offenders.
And that makes sense. First thing is protect the child, always.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That's great. So Thorn is a remote company from what I understand, correct? Have you always been remote?
Thorn is a remote company by choice. So we've been remote before COVID. You know, as a software engineer, like remote is not something foreign to me. So I think like in the tech industry, it's kind of the common 1 day, 2 days a week to work remote, but it's very different than fully remote. Mm-hmm. I've been working fully remote for like about a year at Thorn. With all the challenges and all the fun that comes with it.
Yeah, are your developers all over the world, or are they most of them based up in the Northeast where you are?
No, I wish. I think that's the challenge of having a remote team. We are around 22 states in the U.S. We have some folks in Europe. I think by now we have like about 6 time zones.
Wow.
That's a challenge, right? Like, how do you do that with all the different time zones? And yeah.
And since you're really concentrating on the internet, are most of your employees, are they technical?
Yeah. So we have a technology company, so they are technical. So we don't have like the technical, like, you know, a gap with our employees. So they kind of familiar with like the technology and how to use it. So that was never a problem.
Interesting. So you started a year ago. So then the pandemic really hit basically right after you started.
Right.
So did that cause any issues for you that you weren't quite expecting?
So first, like, to be honest, it didn't affect us because we were remote. So we have a lot of practices and a lot of things in place to kind of, so when the COVID started, it's like nothing actually changed for us. But when I joined Thorn, I had time to actually prepare to remote position. So I remember like when I accepted the position, I had like a month or so before I joined, And one of the things I was really afraid is like the concept of full remote employee employment. So I kind of did a lot of research before, and I tried to prepare myself for full remote. So I think I had a lot of time and advantage compared to other people to get into remote working.
Oh, interesting. So now that you've been doing it for a little bit over a year, you is it like, could you go back, or you're like, oh, yeah, I really like this. I think I'm going to stick with this for a while.
I think I'm telling people that there's no way I'm going back. I see like a lot of advantages in remote. Advantages, obviously there's a lot of disadvantages,
right?
But if you weigh the advantage and disadvantage, in my opinion, the advantages are much more superior than the disadvantages.
Yes.
From work-life balance, obviously, but also from productivity. And I know some people may be going to be surprised. I believe people are more productive at home if they disciplined and they
right.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
So,
and I agree with you on that. I think, and it's not everybody, but I think especially technical people, they like that working from home because they lets them really get into what they're doing. You know, salespeople, they need to be out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't really replace human interaction. I think that's the only thing that we're missing, human interaction. The rest of the I think there's a lot of advantages for remote.
And you and I are both techies, and I think you'll agree, we both need human interaction too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, especially as leaders, like I think for teams, like if that's the challenge, like how do you make this, when you miss this interaction, how do you make the connection with people, with your team? Like, how do you create culture in the team remote, which is like, that's the biggest challenge.
Yeah. I mean, and since the pandemic, you know, basically put everybody remote shortly after you started, are there members of your team that you've never met in person?
For sure. So one thing that we do at Thorn, like before COVID, so we remote organization, but we're making sure that we're meeting each other 3 times a year. So we kind of flying to a central location, either on team basis, you know, like just your team or the company level. We used to kind of like fly 3 times, 4 times a year to one location to meet everybody. But my team is pretty new, so I think like probably 50% of my team I never actually see them in person.
Well, hopefully that will end soon and you get to meet them all, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So one last question. Now that you've been doing it for over a year, what do you think is the future of remote employment? Since you have an idea of what the pros and cons of both.
I think remote employment is going to pick up, it's going to stay, and probably is going to be the future. I think to do that, like company needs to change the mentality, like because there's a mentality that remote employees are not productive, that they're not doing like best job like at home, they're gonna, it's destructive, and I think like moving from that mental state, I think that's going to allow companies to explore more. And now they actually do that. Because like, A, there's like a benefit to the company in terms of like finance even, right? Like one of the startups that I used to work for, we used to spend New York City. We used to spend $50,000 a month on rent, utilities. Ooh. This is gone. This is combined with like 5 engineers for the year. So when you start seeing those benefits, I think companies gonna like, you know, company that like break this mentality, gonna start seeing a lot of like benefit financially. And at the same time, you're gonna see like a lot of like employee, like better employee because they're well, they have better like work-life balance. They don't need to commute. I used to commute like 2 hours a day. I don't need to do it anymore. So there's a lot of benefit for like the wellness aspect of it. So I think like the future is the remote. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I agree. No, I used to have a 1-hour commute every day. And then when I went remote, it was like, that's 2 free hours that I got back.
I know,
every day, right? And that adds up. That's over 500 hours a year.
Right. Yeah. Right.
When you start to look at it, it's like, oh my God. And just it's a quality of life issue. And then when you need to, I mean, once things open up again, I think what's going to happen is, you know, people are still going to go and do some form of an office. It might not be what it is, what it was before COVID, but they still will have an office to go in. It might be, you know, a co-sharing place, like a WeWork, something like that.
Right.
But I think, I think that's where we're going. Well, Mo, I want to thank you for your time. I commend you on the work you're doing. Obviously it's important. And I hope you are like 100% successful in your mission.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.